All right, welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm the Foat, and I'm with
Aaron.
Mr. Aaron Brown.
Yeah, and don't forget, we can also be heard on 88.5 FM and cable, and streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And if you got Shaw Digital Cable, it's channel 3717, and you've got a good show for you today, for us today.
I think we do.
Right. And yeah, you're going away, aren't you?
I'm going to Texas on Wednesday night, and I'm going to see a billion bands at Chaos and Taos. Going to see the Mob and Antisect, and going to get really, really drunk, see bands like Mauser and Ectoplasm, Bimarx. Man, I'm pretty stoked.
Right on. And Antisect playing Seattle next Thursday, where I'll be. So I guess Antisect must be playing on the Friday. They're going from Seattle to
I think they're playing Portland and then playing Seattle and flying.
Right. And once you talk on the subject of gigs, we can mention this later, but June 11th, you got an awesome show coming up too, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing some of those bands that are going to be playing that show. We got No Problem from Edmonton, one of the best Canadian hardcore bands going. As any listener to Generation Annihilation,
We've played them a lot.
I almost didn't even bring the LP today because I've just been playing it every time I'm on the radio. But you know what? It's that good. It's that worth it.
And they're coming to town, so yeah.
And I can tick off the little CanCon thing that I have to.
And they'll be playing with Hoax, who I'm told are pretty good. I think I've
Hoax from Massachusetts, really brutal hardcore, really angry.
Along with the Jolts and Vacant State. Yeah, that's Monday, June 11th, 2012, and. I mentioned this last week, but why don't we mention it now? What's happening on July 5th and July 6th?
We got Oi Polloi from Scotland coming up.
Yeah, and what's the celebration?
The celebration is Generation Annihilation's 10th year anniversary.
Yeah, so two shows, one night at Funky Winkerbeans July 5th and July 6th at the Ukrainian Cultural Center. And yeah, bunch of good local bands playing that. And on the subject of anniversaries, today is the CITR Alumni Day, so let's give a big shout out to all those CITR DJs and UBC students of the past. It's a nice hot summer day. Why don't you come down, come to the beer garden, grab a beer, and listen to some tunes. And yeah, 1 o'clock, Power Chord won't be on the air because of some alumni CITR radio broadcast. But yeah, cheers to y'all, and hope you're still interested in this fine radio station. So yeah, to the person that's downstairs selling the CITR merch, crank that radio a little bit louder because we're gonna be playing some scorching tunes here.
Yeah, let's annoy some people who just want to have a good time and eat some hamburgers. Okay, so Tragedy, they have a brand new album, and I'm pretty stoked on it. It's totally completely different. Have you ever been into Tragedy, Aaron?
Not hugely. Wasn't really my genre that I was so much into. A lot of people couldn't understand why I never liked it. I just never was that big of a fan. I liked his Heroes Gone, though, which is comprised of ex-members. But
big time. Yeah. But this is the fourth album, and it just came out, and it sounds absolutely nothing like the other three. It's That's why it's so interesting. I've listened to it 1,000 times already, just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I mean, it's kind of like Todd Burdette just discovered Dissection or At the Gates or something, but mixing it with classic Tragedy.
Getting back to Tragedy, they seem to be one band that almost all the different people could kind of agree on. Seem like crust punks like them, and the hardcore kids liked them, and even some like street punk people liked them. But yeah, they were never really my bag. But that's just me. Yeah,
what teach their own.
What do I know?
But anyways, yeah, this whole album is a lot slower. I think there's like maybe 2 D beats I counted on the entire record. The rest is really slow. So
2 D beats, 1, 2.
It took me a really really long time to decide what Tragedy song to play. But I think I'm gonna play this one called The Power Fades because it's the punkest. It kind of reminds me of Killing Joke. And
that's not a bad thing.
And Todd's vocals are just really weird in it, and I kind of like it. So let's shut the hell up and start playing
and
some Tragedy.
One more thing. If you'd like to make a request, 604-822-247. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Or just call us up because there's two of us, and one of us can answer the phone. No problem.
No problem. Here we go.
We'll be right back. UVITR loves its university home. That's why we're proud to be part of UBC's Alumni Day 2012. Staff volunteers will be giving tours and workshops for past grads to show them our appreciation for the support and efforts of students past and present. Alumni will even have the chance to go live on air to express their love for their university and their radio station. CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we're back. Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Fote, and I'm with Aaron Brown. And what did we just hear in that set? We started off with Brand New Tragedy off the Darker Days Ahead LP. As I said, I'm really into that record. It's
not
really,
a bad song. Who's put that one out?
It was themselves. Well, basically Feral Ward. They do everything. But
label that's been kind of quiet as of late, eh?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah? Did they put anything out this year yet?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
I can't think of anything offhand, but I'm sure if you look at the new Maximum Rock and Roll,
I guess just because I don't have any Feral Ward records from this year, that doesn't mean they're not doing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're active. And, the interesting thing about that record, too, is they didn't really even announce it. Like, you didn't hear any hype about it. And then all of a sudden, Tragedy is like, hey, we're doing a U.S. tour, first one in like 3 or 4 years. And by the way, we have this LP, and it just kind of came out of nowhere and just surprised everyone. So I don't know. That's pretty cool. It's kind of a cool way to do it when you're a band like Tragedy.
Well, you never know. Maybe they didn't know they were going to get the record on time or something, and they didn't want to make promises they couldn't keep.
Yeah, that's true. True that. Anyways, after Tragedy, you heard Born Dead Icons, a band who pretty much spawned around the same time Tragedy and From Ashes Rise.
Early 2000s, or late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, that whole, I don't know what kind of sound you'd call it, the dark hardcore, kind of D-beat, but kind of...
It's kind of D-beat light, you know, there's no intense vocals, growly vocals or anything. Or,
I don't know.
In Born Dead Icons?
And it's kind of gruff. It's pretty Motorheady. Pretty
yeah,
oh,
very,
style.
Very.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But not as angry as some of these bands that you would hear on this radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
took me a good 10 years to finally get into that band. I had this record for years and shelved it for a lot. You know, like a lot of records.
Man.
But what a great album.
Yeah, this is the best. My favorite Born Dead Icons album.
And the Complications still going.
Yeah, they're still going. I don't like them as much as Born Dead Icons, but they're great still. Anyways, after Born Dead Icons, you heard the song Reaction from the From Ashes Rise LP, Nightmares, from around that same era. I think it came out in like 2002 or something like that. I loved that album when it came out. Haven't really rocked it lately, but I figured we're pulling out Tragedy. We're pulling out Born Dead Icons. We might as well go to, you know, From Ashes Rise. Show some props to Portland hardcore. Anyways, what now?
Are we hearing a new White Lung?
I think we're gonna hear the new White Lung.
This is the actual vinyl premiere. We played their video on the show. Well, you couldn't see the video, but there's a YouTube clip of their video, and we played it on the show last
week. Filmed at the Elfos.
Yeah, and this is the actual LP of the new brand new White Lung called Sorry, and the song. It's about a very punk substance. You can put a fanzine together with it. You can put your hair up with it, and you can huff it and get really high. What's the name of the song?
The song is called Glue. And, this is off the brand new LP. I haven't even listened to it yet, so I'm pretty stoked. Check it out.
Sun Yat-sen was a Chinese revolutionary political figure, the first president and founding father of modern Chinese democracy. As the foremost pioneer of the Republic of China, Sun is referred to as the father of the nation in Taiwan and the forerunner of democratic revolution in the People's Republic of China. Although he is considered one of the greatest leaders of Chinese history, his political life was one of constant struggle and frequent exile. Sun Yat-sen's biggest political legacy is his political philosophy known as the Three Principles of the People: nationalism, democracy, and livelihood. He died at the age of 58 in 1925. In Vancouver's historic Chinatown, the classical Chinese garden is named in his honor.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. A little confusion there. That was Arctic Flowers off the LP Reveries with the song Fall to Pieces. Starting off that short little set was Vancouver's own White Lung with the song Glue. And followed by that was Terrible Feelings off the brand new LP that's out on Deranged Records called Shadows. The song Intruders. Kind of a cheesy kind of almost top 40 sounding band, but I love it. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. Kind of reminds me of Mass Hysteria and maybe a little bit of Gorilla and Grub. But
where are the Terrible Feelings from?
From Sweden, of
okay.
course.
Are they?
Yeah.
They don't sing in foreign, though.
I believe the singer was in that band. What was that big band that came out of The Refused? Do you remember? They had keyboards. Okay.
I don't really know The Refused.
I'm drawing a blank here, but anyways. There's a member of FeeFan playing bass for them now too, I know. And really exciting band. I really, really dig it. The old stuff is maybe even a little bit better. If you can find like the CD that has all the singles on it, you should check it out. It's really good. Really good dark lyrics too. I really like that one. You know, really beautiful sounding Swedish girls sing about wanting death to everyone and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's go with another local band, Cosmar.
This is a cassette demo.
And I don't know, it's I don't know about the quality of it. I guess they're waiting to get pro tapes made. This is just taped off some dumpstered Elf House tapes or something. But
gee, it's probably great for the deck up here, too. Hopefully they clean the heads.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, anyways, Cosmar.
So it's Clint who played in After the Bombs in Montreal.
Yeah, and Thomas, who was in ROC and Violent Nun, he plays guitar. And Isaiah, who's in every band, who's in Systematic. Systematic, by the way, I saw them play on, what was it, Thursday night with White Lung, their record release show. It was awesome. It was really great to see Isaiah just...
How did they go over at the Biltmore?
Well, they played at the Biltmore opening for White Lung.
And
so
how did
obviously,
that go over? Did people like them?
No.
Okay. I saw them once, and I thought, or I saw them twice actually. I thought they were pretty intense.
Yeah, I think they're a great band, but I don't know. It's like Isaiah said, he was like, third song in, he was like, "Look at us! I can't believe we're playing Vancouver's number one hipster bar," which is true. And I don't know. It was kind of funny just seeing the bright lights and the fog machine and a bunch of hipsters just, you know, staring there with their like mouths just dropped going, what is this nonsense? What is this brutal noise? And yeah, I gotta say, it was pretty awesome. But anyways, I digress.
Well, let's, you know why they probably didn't like, those hipsters didn't like them?
What, why?
Because they're not hip.
True.
Okay.
They're not hip, you're
okay.
right.
Okay, but before we go into this next tune, how did the hipster burn his mouth?
Because he was into pizza way before it was cool.
Yeah, pizza, eh?
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say he ate his food before it was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
pizza's better. Pizza jokes are always good.
One more. Okay, what's the one? I'll have to think about this one. Here we go. How many hipsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Well, it's some really obscure number. You've probably never heard about it. Play the next one.
That's a good one. Okay, this is Cosmar. Let's go.
We'll be right back. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
the city. All right, we're back. Foat and Aaron Brown here at CITR. And the show is Generation Annihilation, and you just heard a bunch of punk bands. Starting it off was Cosmar off the brand new demo with, I believe it's pronounced I na ko or something. It's like Polish. It means and for what, which is pretty punk. After that, Vacant State off the Fill the Void LP with Don't Care. And you were just saying you've probably played every single song on the radio.
Yep, that one. That and the No Problem release. Two awesome full lengths on Deranged that have gotten a lot of airplay on the Generation Annihilation show last year and this year.
Man, yeah, Deranged Records, they kind of have a stronghold on Generation Annihilation these days.
Seems that way.
They're not really putting out anything bad these days, which is really good. Well, I guess they never really put out anything that bad. Gord knows what he's doing when it comes to putting out records.
Yeah, they seem to sell.
Yeah.
He puts out what the kids like.
He sure does. Speaking of No Problem and all that, we played No Problem right after Vacant State. You heard the song The Cure. The Cure is another great band that I should play one day when you're not around and playing stuff like that on
their old radio. Their old stuff is punk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even their later stuff is awesome too. But anyways,
I digress. Are you thinking that I don't like The Cure? I like The Cure.
You like The Cure?
Yeah, I went and saw them a few years back.
Good stuff.
Yeah. It was free, but they put on an awesome show.
Oh, hell yeah. What did you hear after? A new band from Portland, Oregon called Old City. That's off their demo. You heard the song Doom Sign. They came up and played the Moon Tower not too long ago, and yeah, they kind of impressed me. Kind of sounded like 90s hardcore-ish, a little Born Against-y, maybe a little Iconochrist-y, which is good. After that, another demo tape from another band from Portland called Freedom Club. You heard the song Stranger. Hopefully that band will come up and play Vancouver soon. I like that tape a lot, actually. Should we keep going, or do you want to say anything else there, Aaron?
I guess we gotta play some more stuff.
Let's play punk. Listen to the band that I cry about every time I hear because they broke up, and right when they were supposed to play at Chaos and Taos this week. This is Herodotus. This is off the 7-inch. Check it out.
Yeah. is the sweat dripping down my face. Austin's up again, Austin's up again. The radio in plain as time was whirling in my head. Another day, another day. Another day, another day. Ice cold eel, that splits my every breath. Another day, another day. The cold and frigid wind that blows through every crack. All that broke the camel's back. We slipped up again, we slipped up again. I want no wine, I want no wine, I want no wine, I want no wine.
Another day, another death. The Mob. I'm going to see them on Thursday night at Chaos and Taos. And
lucky you. Lots pretty of other excited. Great bands. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Jillian were talking the other night how awesome it's going to be. But yeah, we're just going to get into Texas and probably be drinking margaritas and hanging out with punks and just getting super stoked. And then, you know, come around midnight, we'll just be like, woohoo! Okay, yeah, The Mob. Oh, yeah. And then they'll just be like, I wish I could love. You know what I mean? It's
The Mob
it's
gonna always, be always one of those bands that you, they're a great band, but you don't put them on to feel good about life.
No.
On a rainy Sunday, you put them on.
It's a strange, I don't know, strange band to play a crazy drug and booze-filled fest of stoked, crusty punks. But
I'm looking forward to Anti-Sect, who are playing as well.
Yeah, where are they playing in Seattle? They're playing High Life, or Highline.
The Highline Bar.
With locals, the Spectres, and Countdown to Armageddon.
And Society Nurse.
Society Nurse, yeah.
Society Nurse, that looks like a V to me.
members of White Lung, I believe. Or not White Lung, Iron Lung. There's too many bands with white in the name or lung in the name.
Right.
So kind of begin to bum me out.
So, yeah. What else did you play on that set?
Oh, in that set, we started off with Herodotus off of the 7-inch, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce. And after that, from the Bay Area, Efflexus off of their demo tape. And, they're playing in Seattle tonight, too. I know Thomas is going down. I don't know. They're a great band. They're on tour with Blood Crow Butcher from Massachusetts or Boston, I think. I don't know. But they're playing somewhere in Seattle tonight. If anyone has a car and wants to go down and see it, you should check it out. It'll be pretty kick-ass. And speaking of other shows, we already mentioned it earlier.
Yeah,
but
first few shows tonight, first of all. Tonight at the Princeton Pub, we got a punk show with Piggy, and they'll be playing along with Pocket Caligula, Doug Andrew and Eddie and the Sex Bombs. And there's also a record release show tonight for Needles and Pins, band I don't know, but
they're a pretty good band. They kind of remind me of Dead Moon.
And they'll be playing with the Jolts and Korean Lung, and that's at the Astoria Pub, 769 East Hastings. And then a music note nonetheless. Tomorrow, the Main Street Vinyl Fair, CITR event, CITR Georgia Strait. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambrian Hall. The Main Street Vinyl Fair.
Yeah,
$2 at the door.
215 East 17th Avenue.
And you get a discount card with admission, 10%. So, yeah, get down there. There might be some vinyl that you just always wanted there.
I call dibs on all the obscure Japanese hardcore.
Do you think there'll be much of that?
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
We'll see.
Well, if you bring your collection up there and sell it, there will be.
But actually, to tell you the truth, I'm probably going to work on my Townes Van Zandt collection tomorrow. You know, my wussy side that I never get to play on Generation Annihilation. Maybe one day I'll get a country western hoedown hour. That'd be pretty sweet. Then I can play that kind of stuff. Anyways, what you doing there, Aaron?
Well, we're going to play a live CD of a band that will be playing here July 5th, July 6th for the Generation Annihilation 10-year mark. The band is Oi Ploy from Scotland. They're playing Funky Winkerbeans with
Brady's Problem, Car 87, and Bishop's Green,
yeah.
And then the next day, they're playing the Ukrainian Hall with Total War, Systematic, and Cosmar, who I just played earlier. And the Spectres, five-band gig.
That's at the Ukrainian Cultural Center. So, yeah, check those events out.
Yeah,
we're going to leave you with some live Oi Ploy. Oi Ploy will be playing live here July 5th and 6th. And before we get out of here, check out our playlists and podcasts online. We keep them archived on the site, generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook. And, I'll speak to you next week. I'll be here up by myself.
I'll be in Texas.
All right.
See you guys later. Woohoo!
Énergie! Énergie nucléaire! Énergie nucléaire! Merde! Merde! Okay. This one's called Nuclear! Nuclear waste! Harness the wind, the sun, and the waves! We don't need this filthy nuclear waste!
Thursday nights, Tropic Milk is going to be serving up some classic house and indie dance realness with some retro 80s, 90s dance and hip-hop at the Shine Nightclub on 365.